Welcome to the second episode of Can Machines Think? In the last episode, we've outlined the imitation game, which aims to test the intellectual capabilities of machines. But what kind of machines were we talking about? In this episode, we will answer that. Now, the official definition of a machine is very ambiguous. We sometimes use it to describe devices and sometimes living organisms. So let's be a bit more specific. Let's say that we are only talking about engineered machines. But here's one problem. If we allow all engineering techniques, genetic engineering is also engineering, and cloning is not what we mean by constructing a thinking machine. So let's be even more specific. But instead of limiting the engineering technique, let's limit the type of machine we are constructing. That way, we allow the use of highly experimental practices which the future may bring. Something along the lines of, it works. I have no idea how I made it work, but trust me, I'm an engineer. So from now on, when I use the word machine, I actually refer to a very specific machine known as a digital computer or an electronic computer, which basically eliminates most existing machines, including toasters. A digital computer is an electronic device that follows a fixed set of rules. It usually consists of three main components: a storage unit, an executive unit, as well as a control unit. The storage, just as it sounds, is meant to store information. The type of information can either be different calculations or a book of rules that our digital computer must follow. Modern examples of storage units would be hard drives, also known as HDDs, as well as solid-state drives, also known as SSDs. Now, if we take it to the human realm, a good analogy of a storage unit would be an exam booklet. It usually begins with the rules of the exam, followed by some questions, followed by some blank pages for calculations, followed by some more blank pages on which we provide our answers. And since we are also able to perform calculations in our heads, a part of the storage unit corresponds to our memory. You may know it as RAM, or Random Access Memory. It's a separate piece of hardware, but it is also meant to store information, specifically information for immediate access. The executive unit performs the operations involved in calculations, for example, add 5 and 10. The control unit, on the other hand, ensures that the book of rules is followed correctly as well as in the right order, which of course corresponds to a CPU or a central processing unit, also known as processor. But wait, how come we are talking about two different units but only a single piece of hardware? Well, modern processors combine both of these units inside them. The executive unit is now called the arithmetic logic unit, or ALU, while the control unit remains as is, or CU in short. Now, the last thing to keep in mind is that the information within our storage is broken into small components known as packets. So let's say that each of our packets consists of 8 decimal digits, and we'd like to store a calculation of 528 multiplied by 432. Now, since computers do not speak English, we would probably want to assign the operation of multiply to some kind of number, let's say 17. In that case, the packet we store would be 528432, with the last two digits reserved for the operation of 17. Now, this is a super quick introduction to how computers work, and it's entirely based on a 75-year-old paper. It's important to mention that in modern days, we are using the binary system instead of the decimal one. And as a result, we are dealing with much larger segments than 8 digits or 10 digits as suggested by the paper. Now, if you'd like to find out more about computer hardware, please leave me a comment below. I'm going to cover it in much more detail outside of this AI series if you actually need it. And perfect! Now we know exactly what is meant by machines and digital computers. We can finally move on with analyzing the extent of their abilities. Now, the key note to take in from this episode is that the components of digital computers were designed based on human attributes and human accessories. The CPU is the brain of the operation. The RAM is the memory. And then the storage is the sheet of paper from which we read and write to. Now, given those similarities, we usually think of how we do something, and then we instruct computers to repeat our actions. So for example, we've all learned the quadratic equation in school, and since we know how to solve it, we can now teach computers to do the same. So if that's the case, how is our learning process different from the learning process of devices? And most of all, are we really superior to computers when it comes to intelligence? For this, I will see you in the next episode of Can Computers Think? And thank you so much for watching. If you found this video helpful, please share it with the world. And don't forget to leave it a huge thumbs up. If you'd like to see more videos of this kind, you can always subscribe to my channel and turn on the notification bell. I'll see you very soon in another awesome tutorial. In the meanwhile, bye-bye!